That's right. He's been winning too much.
It's a little. It's been what, almost 2 weeks now.
I was off last week. I blame you for letting that go.
Well, it's not my fault. We tried our best.
You didn't get in his head enough. Clearly,
we had two tiebreakers. It's the closest we got.
All right. So we'd love for you to take Sam down, pick up $100 to spend at Restaurant Table 51. We've got Josh in Pointe Claire. Josh, what do you want for Christmas this year?
All I want for Christmas is a chance to beat Sam.
A chance to beat Sam. The chance has come. All right. You know how to play the game you play along every morning?
Every morning.
All right. Awesome. We're cheering for you. 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay, Josh. Cavity Sam is a patient in what classic board game?
Pass.
What country traditionally goes last in the Olympic opening parade?
Pass.
The Comcast building in New York City is nicknamed what?
Pass.
What part of the body would you find the plantar arch?
Back.
What word is both a computer programming language and a nickname for coffee?
Back.
Cavity Sam is the patient in what classic board game?
Ooh, that's the buzzer.
That was really tough.
It was tough.
It was tough. Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth where he's listening to a little Alanis Morissette. Mm-hmm. I miss her. I miss this woman. She's back, though. Dropped a new song.
Another
celebrating
hit.
25 years from since Jagged Little Pill, yeah.
So many hits on that album.
So nice. Good. All right, Sam, you're taking on... Okay, Sam, you're taking on Josh in Pointe Claire.
Okay, Josh, good luck. Here we go.
Okay. Cavity Sam is a patient in what classic board game?
Operation.
What country traditionally goes last in the Olympic opening parade?
Assuming it's alphabetical, I'll go Zimbabwe.
The Comcast building in New York City is nicknamed what?
Pass.
What part of the body would you find the plantar arch?
Plantar arch is the foot.
What word is both a computer programming language and a nickname for a cup of coffee?
Oh, it's too early for this question. Tip of my tongue, I can't.
Ooh.
Buzzer.
Well, that's too
buzzer.
Bad.
Ugh. All right, let's see how everyone made out this morning. Cavity Sam is a patient in the game Operation. I didn't know his name was Cavity Sam.
I just thought he was a guy.
It's kind of a gross name, Cavity Sam.
Excuse me, I'm in the room.
What country traditionally goes last in the Olympic opening parade? It is the host country. Mm. A bit of a trick question. It's not an actual country. The Comcast building in New York City is named 30 Rock or 30 Rockefeller Plaza. Neither one of you got that right. What part of the body would you find the plantar arch? It is the foot. Sam was correct on that. And what word is both a computer programming language and a nickname for coffee? This would be tough to come up with, but it's Java. Yeah. After I say it, you're like, of course
you
it is.
You never think that.
So he didn't do very well, Josh, but unfortunately that does make Sam the winner this morning. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. That's fine.
Okay. I hope your Christmas wish comes true. Keep trying.
I will.
All right. We love you. Have a good day, Josh.
Have a good day, you too.
Okay, bye.
Still a positive guy.
He is a positive guy.
Let that one slide off the shoulder. I like it.
We're saying good morning to Lizzie. Hey, Lizzie.
Hi.
Okay, so Lizzie, I'm really impressed because we were just talking about Alanis Morissette, how she's celebrating 25 years of Jagged Little Pill with some new music, a new tour as well. And you said that you grew up in Ottawa and she was actually your babysitter when you were a kid.
Come on.
Yeah, she was.
What? Was she a good babysitter?
Yeah, she was. And she painted my nails.
She painted your nails.
That's so cute. Was she always singing? Like, was she just walking around always singing a song?
No, and that's why when Jagged Little Pill came out, my mom was like, what the hell? Singer?
Because of the lyrics.
Yeah.
You must have some dirt on her. She must have messed up like at least one time, no?
Yeah, she bailed on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So my parents had to scramble to re-coordinate the New Year's Eve party to my parents' place.
Oh, no.
For kids. Because she was just like, yeah, I can't do it. Bye.
Oh, come on, Alanis Morissette. She probably had a date with Ryan Reynolds or something.
Yeah, that's probably it.
No, you know who she dated? She dated the guy from Full House.
Oh, Dave Coulier.
Well, yeah, that's what you ought to know is about. Or who is about.
All right. Okay, cool. Thank you for that. That is very cool.
That's pretty cool.
Lizzie, we'd love for you to take Sam down this morning. You know how to play. Are you smarter than Sam?
I think so.
Okay, don't be nervous. Good luck.
Okay, Lizzie. Hilary Swank stars in this 2007 love story about a woman that receives letters from her husband after he dies.
Oh, pass.
What is rhytophobia the fear of?
Lying?
What does CN stand for in the CN Tower?
Oh, pass.
How old do you have to be a super centurion?
Over 100.
What button did Apple remove from the iPhone X?
All right. That is the buzzer. Mm-hmm. Nice work, Lizzie. Sam's coming back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to more Alanis. It's all Alanis this morning.
I love this song. My favorite song from this album, actually. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very underrated. All right.
You're up against Lizzie this morning. She used to get babysat by Alanis Morissette, so she's kind of a big deal. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
You should be intimidated.
Best lullabies in the biz, I'm sure.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. Hillary Swank.
Sorry. You have the option to forfeit if you want right now.
I'll be quiet.
I'm sorry.
No, you're awesome.
I love it. Take a deep breath. Okay, Sam, go. 30 seconds.
Okay.
Hillary Swank stars in this 2007 love story about a woman that receives letters from her husband after he dies.
Pass.
What is rhytophobia the fear of?
Pass. Oof.
What does CN stand for in the CN Tower?
Canadian National.
How old do you have to be a super centurion?
I think it's 110.
What button did Apple remove from the iPhone X?
I'll say the home button.
Hilary Swank stars in this 2007 love story.
I don't know. And rhytophobia?
Rhytophobia.
Fear of riddles? I don't know.
All
That's
right.
A guess, not even close.
That's the buzzer. Let's see how you guys made out this morning. What is rhytophobia the fear of? It is a fear of getting wrinkles. It's called being human. Who doesn't have that fear?
We all have it.
All right, neither one of you were correct on that one. The first question. Hilary Swank stars in this 2007 love story about a woman that receives letters and her husband after he dies. You know what it is, Lizzie?
I can't remember the name, but I watched that movie like 2 weeks ago.
It's P.S. I Love You.
So sad.
So, P.S.
Yep. With Gerard Butler. Very sad movie.
All right. Neither one of you were correct on that one. What does CN stand for in the CN Tower? Canadian National. Sam was correct on that one.
Nice.
How old do you have to be a super centurion? I liked Lizzie's answer. She said over 100 and she's not wrong.
No, she's not.
I mean, she's not wrong. I'm going to get our producer's like, yeah, she's wrong. I'm giving it to her.
That's a good call.
The answer was 110 and Sam was correct on that one as well. And what button did Apple remove from the iPhone X? The answer was the home button, and unfortunately Sam got that correct.
All right.
Lizzie, I'm so sorry.
I use a Samsung.
How would she know?
Understandable.
Exactly.
Here come all the excuses.
You know what, Lizzie? You're still the coolest person here this morning. You were babysat by Alanis Morissette, so you're the real winner.
Well, high five, Sam.
High five. Air high five.